They came up onto a wide landing that stretched out to the left and right, doors lining the corridor. Penn nodded left and waved his hand low down by his leg, fingers flashing in a signal too fast for Hill to read. Two of the guys still with them went right, leaving them to take the left-hand passage. Penn had two guns out, and the two guys with him both had assault rifles. Hill spun his knife around the fingers on his left hand, watching the corridor and glancing behind occasionally, even though he knew they were covered. The doors were making him nervous, and like a self-fulfilling prophecy, one crashed open as he passed, a body hurtling into him and slamming him against the door opposite. They crashed through into a room, and the gun went tumbling from his hand as he hit the floor. Gunfire and yells erupted out in the corridor. Hill scrambled to his feet and saw it was the other twin, the massive guy lurching up and rushing at him, grabbing him in a tackle around the chest and throwing him against the wall. Wind knocked out of him. Hill fell back, and the guy pounced on him, full weight pinning him to the wall, a huge paw squeezing him around the throat. He couldn't breathe, and instinctively, Hill spun his knife into a backhand hold and swept it upwards, catching the guy with a vicious slash across the face, opening up a gash that cut through the eye and cheek. The guy roared and threw him to the side, turning and pulling out a gun, blood streaming from his ruined eye socket. Hill rolled backwards, head over heels, as shots splintered off the floor around him. He stood, trying to scramble out of the way, and took a hit high in the chest that took his breath and threw him back. His knees buckled and he fell. The gunfire stopped abruptly and the room fell silent, the quiet broken only by footsteps getting closer. Hill groaned and swallowed painfully, his chest feeling like it was on fire. He rolled onto his side and saw Penn and Yanni standing over a body. "He's still alive," Penn said, nudging the body of the twin with his foot. "Keep him that way. I can use him." He turned to Hill and grinned. "I thought I told you to stay close."